What's up, guys? Welcome back to Just Saying with Paris Venable Jr. Actually, it's not a welcome back because this is the first episode ever. I wanted to venture into a new podcast or into just something new, and podcasts seem like they're popping right now. And yeah, let's roll whatever intro music I decided to pick. Check, one, two, check, check, check.
Oh, bro.
Just talk out loud. It doesn't matter what you say. I'm probably going to close the window just to have more.
Check, check. One, two.
All right. Checking on the left side, Mike. What up, what up?
Right side, Mike. What's up, what's up?
All right. Cool. Alright guys, welcome to Just Saying. This is a podcast where I just bring on guests, we talk, we ramble. It's mainly comedy based. We just tell funny stories or just anything. We're just here to just have fun and just do whatever. So, first guest, very honorable guest right here. I've known this guy since probably 8th grade, so it's been about 6 years. We've been friends since middle school, going through high school, going to college. Everybody give it up for Dimitri Cheem.
Oh, what's up, y'all? It's Dimitri over here. Yeah. My bad. I didn't know that was my cue. I was just distracted by this delicious pizza. Shout out to Cali's Pizza.
Dimitri thinks we have ads for this one, which we really, fucking don't, because we're, a barely starting out podcast. So he's, shouting at this pizza place we went to go get to before we started eating. But as you can tell, we're kind of nervous because it's our brand new podcast and it's really interesting. But
No. It's your podcast. I'm just a guest on there.
I mean, shit, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
So, let's start this out. How you been? How have you been, bro?
Honestly, bro, I've been pretty fucking busy. It's, should I not curse?
No, you can curse. I have a parental warning sign on the
okay, title. Well, list. School's been good, man, but it's kicking my ass. Work is cool, but work is not cool, actually. Help me out, get a new job. But,
bro, this nigga has been trying to get a new job ever since he got a job. For real, he's been working at, how long have you been working at McDonald's, dude?
After this year, it's 2 years. After this month, it's 2 years.
Jesus, this nigga's been trying to get a new job for 2 years.
It's so flexible with my hours, man. And honestly, I need that. And I need more dough, though, because, I need to help pay my parents' stuff. So, shout out to them. They do everything for me, so it's the least I can do.
Well, I should shout out to them, you're gonna have them fucking listen to
this. They're gonna listen to this eventually, if I ever pop off.
Yeah, nigga, trust me, we gonna pop off in this bitch, alright? So, see, we're gonna McDonald's forever, and, dude, every time I go to McDonald's and he talks about his job, he fucking hates his job.
Wait, maybe we shouldn't put, can you blur the name out?
No, we'll edit this out. Okay. No, I'm not gonna edit it out. Shit.
No, edit out the fucking McDonald's part, you
bitch. They're not gonna know unless they look at you. By the time they listen to this, we're gonna be popping
Yeah, and I want a fucking sponsorship JK. Look at Casey.
It'll just be the one McDonald's. Just because you didn't like working for McDonald's doesn't mean no.
I love McDonald's.
I didn't like working for my last job, which was a bingo hall. Doesn't mean I don't want to go play bingo and win money.
I love McDonald's. It's just the one I worked at had not so great management.
Oh yeah, I forgot it was that one. Yeah, my bad. That was mixed up. Sorry, guys. This pizza is so fucking bomb. And I don't even care. I really don't even care that, shit is, getting all over my floor. Because it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. This podcast is sponsored by Supremo Italiano Grated Parmesan Cheese.
Hell yeah.
Dimitri. Let's talk about them right now. And
let's open this up. Y'all hear that? That's ASMR for y'all.
Yeah. This ASMR shit. Okay, hold on. Just a whisper. Okay, guys. So, cheese up, sprinkle it up.
Alright. We laugh at it now, but they're making way more money than us. So.
Well, they are. It's so weird. I used to think I liked ASMR and shit, but I don't. I like that calming shit. You know what I do? Fall asleep.
Yeah.
I don't think it's weird. I listen to chiropractic videos.
It's satisfying.
Yeah, because chiropractors, not only is the crack satisfying, but chiropractors have the calmest voices in the fucking world. It's when you're going to the doctor and you're just in a doctor's office. Some people are afraid of it, but me, it's more like a, dude, I want to be in here. Because it's just so sweet. Okay, so we're gonna make sure we get on your lower back and then breathe in. breathe out. And it's like, ah.
It's that's
like,
fun, yeah.
It's like, I feel so, like, safe in here. It's, like, it's interesting. It's just crazy. Like, and I do that shit to, like, fall asleep every night. And sometimes I don't even, like, use it to fall asleep. I just do it to, like, calm myself down, which is weird. Because, like, sometimes I'll just be, like, I just want to be in a calm, submissive state. And I'm just like, huh. Ah, this is soothing. I listen to that. Sometimes I feel like I listen to that more than I listen to my music. It's crazy.
Well, we've been talking about me, and this is your podcast, so how about you tell me what you got going on?
What I have going on? Literally nothing. This is my last resort, guys. Please help me to fuck out.
Shut the fuck up.
I have done nothing with my life, and it's coming to the end of the road, and I just don't know what to do anymore. And but like, what I have going on, I have like a bunch of shit going on right now. But I don't have a bunch of shit going on, but I have a bunch of shit that's like lined up for me. Like, here's a shout out we can do. Shout out to my boy, Seth Francois, who made this amazing company, by the way. This is like an ad, but it's like, I'm not even getting paid for it. We're just playing. Hey, plug, put some air horns in here, Paris, hey, shameless plug. Not for real, like, he runs this company called Certified Casting, and that's certified with an S. Goddamn narcissist. basically, it's like an internet casting service where, you register and you get cast in like social media videos, music videos, like actual like TV shows. Like this shit goes like.
So it's like an agency, huh?
It is an agency, but it's based on social media. And social media didn't have that for a while. It's like it's a good way to make connections. That's how I make connections with them. Like if you go to their page now and look at their new logo, like I created that logo because I was able to have that opportunity to create the logo.
Yeah.
Through the company.
Yeah.
And shit like that. So like right now I'm working with Seth on like. Trying to create a website, and we're just like really trying to get this business to take off. It really is like honestly a good idea, and I'm glad he came up with it. I really hope he came up with it first, because I don't want to see anybody else be like
y'all ripoffs or something.
Yeah, it's like hey, we come up with the idea first. Like they're fucking
okay. Russian. I don't know what fucking accent that was, but
that was a Russian accent.
Oh, Russian? Okay, I don't think we have any Russian viewers, so I think we're okay.
We probably don't have any viewers.
Hey man, I'm listening. Shit.
Hey man, what's in the back? Shit's pretty good. It's pretty awesome. Can I go home now? No! You stay until we pay $80.
Oh, shit. The fucking Parmesan cheese. Damn.
Oh, so, as we're listening to this Parmesan cheese.
Oh, I really spilled that shit.
Yeah, but there's a... one thing you guys gotta know about Dimitri. This nigga loves food. He's a... like.
I didn't get this body. Y'all can't see it, but I didn't get this body from just eating salad, is all I gotta say.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like... He thinks I I'm messing with him, like I'm like trying to like tone him down, but like it's just I just think it's fascinating that you love food that much. Like you can't see his face right now, but he is like nutting in his pants right now off of some pizza from down the street.
Pizza.
But like he'll like have these snaps. If you ever follow him on Snapchat, he'll have these snaps of like just basic ass food, but it'll be cooked really well. Open it and do like the most creepy raper voice.
It's not raping.
It's very rapey, bro. Like if we open up the pizza box, he'll be like, yeah. He sounds like the Homer monster from Big Mouth, which is a show that he does not watch, which he probably will venture into eventually. But
I just love food, man. I just love food. Okay.
And that's not. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying like that's something you know about you. You are a foodie. Like you take food seriously. Which is good.
Yeah, I have a deep appreciation for that, man.
Because I don't know if I ever have any bad food and I go to a restaurant with you, you'll be like the mom. Excuse me. This man and I get his cheese on his cheeseburger. Mom was like, no. It's not all right. Okay. You know what? We asked for cheese. I'm going to get this. Let me talk to your fucking manager. Okay.
I don't know if I'd be like that, but.
Be like, hey, blood. Let me talk to your fucking manager.
Hey, I don't want to use blood, though, man.
Bro. They go track our location. What the fuck is
I'm
this
not,
stuff?
No, not like that, man.
I'm saying
from Long Beach.
Nigga, it's my fucking podcast. I'm not gonna look for you.
Oh. Paris Venable lives at.
I sounded like those things were like at the end of commercials where they're like this podcast is from my studio. They're just really fast. Some people actually talk that fast.
Have you been fucking hurt? You might be entitled for the missing fucking.
Oh, shit. Bro.
Are y'all trying to beat this guy's ass? His ass.
Bro, those commercials have been on for like 20 fucking years. Can you update the quality, bro? It's still that
dude,
same aspect ratio.
Because it's fucking effective.
No.
It's not? Oh.
It's really not.
I thought they kept it because it was effective.
It feels creepy. It feels like I'm watching an episode of The Twilight Zone. When I'm fucking doing it. It's like, It's like, have you or your loved one ever, or like, it's all staticky, so it's like, have you or your loved one ever, ever been.
Wait, what if we lose a brand deal from this?
I don't want to. Hey, I don't want a fucking brand deal from anybody that thinks I had mesothelioma, bitch. All right.
Shout out to people who have. I don't even know what that fucking. I'm not even trying to offend anybody. I don't know what that shit is.
Shout out people.
Nah, I don't know what that shit is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the thing about this podcast. Is like we don't. We're not trying to offend anybody. We're just saying off the top of the head. Like people like nowadays. Look, like bro, don't you agree with that? Like now, like nowadays, like our generation, we really don't want to take a joke. Like,
I mean,
not ours, but like, I feel like me and you grew up at the perfect time to grow up. We grew up at like a time where it's like in the middle of everything. We grew up like probably from like 1 to 8 with like VCRs, brand new DVDs, CD players in the cars, maybe if you're old enough, maybe like cassette tapes in the fucking cars. But like, we grew up at that time, so we know the old shit, so we know like all the old tunes and like the. Bro, music was so dope on the way. Did you ever listen to music on the way to school?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, music on the way to school was so fucking dope. I mean, it sucks because I had an older sister, so she fucking controlled
yeah.
it. She, bro, did you have that problem too?
I think not only that, is that when we grew up, at the time we did, it's our siblings, you know, and our parents, you know?
Like, yeah, like they were millennials. They were fucking sensible people. With like,
we're millennials, aren't we?
They consider us, but like, I don't think we are based on our mindset. But sadly, we're thrown into that damn group because. Actually, you know what? I'm not sorry for this. Anyone born after like 2000 fucking one can suck my fucking dick.
Why, bro?
Because like that's the demographic of people that are doing that shit. It's like, oh, that's the people who started it, and then there's like adults, like grown ass adults who are still doing it. Who?
Oh, but I've seen
like 45 year olds who are just like, I'm offended. It's like, why are you like? Didn't you grow up in the fucking 80s?
Like, okay, I feel like. Didn't you grow up in the fucking. No, but
it's
I feel like.
Shouldn't you be tough again? No one cared about kids in the 80s, dude.
I don't know. I feel like we're bringing more awareness to things that should be, you know, shined upon, which is cool, right? Like, in
depression. Yeah, but they're doing it in, like, a shitty way.
I mean, hey, you know what? Shitty or not, it's still being done. You know, like, if it can be done better, cool, but at the same time, it's like.
Yeah, but it's like. They're finding things to be offended at. You know, like.
I think you're looking at the generation as like from extreme points though. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, but like, dude, like PC people, like, I'll make this a good example. South Park just did an episode like the other night, like when I was at work, and basically they were talking about like this character named PC Principal, and he has this coworker who's a vice principal named the vice principal Strong Woman, which is hilarious, and they happen to conceive and give birth to 5 children. Who are all PC babies.
What are PC babies?
PC babies is basically...
Explain to the viewers who don't know, including me.
The PC babies are basically just, like, representation of, like, millennials. And, like, how
dude,
they,
millennials are, like, 21-year-olds to 35-year-olds.
But they call them babies, you know, why? Because they're always whining and everything. Like, literally, they just said, like...
Oh.
Like, if the doctor would, like, walk out and be like, wow, 5 PC babies. You guys have got your hands full. Wah! Wah! Oh, you people have your hands full. And then they stop crying. Like, you just said guys. It's like, Jesus Christ, we've been saying that. Like, we've been saying that stuff for, like, we've said that for, like, 16, 17 years. And all of a sudden, now we can't say guy. We can't say man. We can't say.
Well, I think you're going based off. I think they're just making jokes at the people who are extreme. I'm not, you know.
But it's like a lot of people are extreme for some reason. It's so weird.
Well, that's what we see. But, like, in reality, if you go to, like, a public area or, like, you go to a classroom or something, no one's going to trip if you just say, you know, like, hey, guys, let's go. Do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know. I see where you're coming from, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, like.
I mean, our state and our city sees it a lot. Because,
everyone.
Especially, like, bro, you have to admit, like, in LA, LA is the most probably, like, place where a bunch of PC people will be, like, and, like, especially with all that Hollywood shit that's going on. Like, it's just, like, a lot of people would get offended. Like, there was this thing on, here's another plug. Shout out to Views, the Views podcast by David Dobrik and Jason Nash. You should go check that out. It's probably on Spotify or Apple Music.
It is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, probably. I listen to it on Spotify. Listen to it on Spotify all the time. But they had this story where they were talking about how like when there was a room full of like these actors of these kids and they were like guys and it was like a bunch of different genders and they said and the director came in and said, "All right, come on guys, we gotta go over here." It's like and then one of them said, "I don't identify as a guy." it's like, what the fuck? It's like, you didn't mean that. But it's like, I feel like LA, that happens a lot in like LA. Well, I feel like other areas really don't give a shit. But we live in LA where like social media and shit is popping, and we see a lot of, yeah, you know, we live in LA and shit where like a lot of like social media shit is popping, and like most of the social media people are a part of that thing. Well, so
it's just the fucking bad rap, man. Like, when people think of SoCal and you're from another state, they always think like it's a bunch of fucking libtards and like, you know, like dumb. You know, like, you know what? If that's, I feel like instead of worrying about like economic issues and stuff, we're thinking about more like moral issues. You know, like,
yeah,
you know, and that's not a bad thing, right? Because I mean, okay, bad or not, whatever. You can agree to disagree.
It's good to talk about things. Okay, but let me. But I feel like they overdo it with like little shit.
Let me try and like.
I feel like that, like, you know, like it's, they're reaching. That's what that shit's called. They're really, honestly, dude, I'm sorry to interrupt, they're really fucking reaching. Like, for real, like, if I say, like, the whole hey guys thing, it's like, you think I'm being sexist? No, I just say it. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not trying to be like, hey, guys, I see you all as fucking men. Women are fucking, you're looking for shit that's, like, not even there. It's like people who look at fucking art in the art gallery, and they're like, oh, I see what this artist did. He squirted ketchup on a fucking, like, canvas. There's nothing there to look at. It's like, no, I think his message is about 9/11 and the fucking, like, Nazis and how Bush did 9. Like, what the fuck? No! Like, it's not, well, it's, like, you're looking for stuff that's not there. Honestly.
I mean, like I said, man, I don't know, because I feel like a lot of good has come from it, though. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm not saying all bad, but I'm just saying, like,
like, look at the exposure, like, depression got, like, you know, like, it's so sad how it's so common to, you know, like, high schoolers and stuff, like, younger and younger people, but, I mean, not younger, but they're getting depressed, and it's, like, not even, like, oh, I'm depressed, like, I'm sad, it's, like, they're clinically getting, like, you know, oh, what's the word, diagnosed?
Yeah.
Diagnosed with depression, and it's, like, holy shit, like,
I didn't actually have it. Yeah. But, like, even that got messed up. A little bit. Because then everybody...
What do you mean?
Because then I noticed, like, every single person kept saying they had depression. Every single person kept saying they had anxiety. And shit like that.
Oh, you're saying, like, they got desensitized?
Like, they use, like...
Or they use it too usefully.
Like, they use it as an excuse. You know?
Oh, I see.
Like, it's like... Like, they would just be like, I was like, hey, why are you acting like this? Like, oh, sorry, I'm fucking depressed. And, hey, I have anxiety. You know, all that shit. So it's like... That got messed up by people who, like, were selfish and were like, oh, I can use this to my advantage. Sell your sadness as a fucking brand. You know, shit like that. Hmm. I feel like that shit got messed up by, like, PC culture and shit. Hey, guys, sorry about that. We just took a little pause. Actually, you probably wouldn't have known if we hadn't told you. But we took a little pause. We were just putting the pizza away and everything, and we're just going to resituate it. But, yeah, that was it on that little spill we had. That was just all of our opinions you had.
So, but, that reminds me of Long Beach Griffey. He's actually a comedian, and he does, like, little skits. I think you've seen him before, probably.
Yeah,
but
shout out Long Beach Griffey. Follow him at Long Beach Griffey. I don't know if it's... Is it all one word, or is it Long Beach...
It's one word. On YouTube, it's one word, I believe.
Okay, well, on YouTube, yeah, it's all one word. But Long Beach Griffey, hey, if you happen to be listening to this, we would love to collab with you, especially me. But me and Dimitri would love to collab with you. We make videos ourselves. So... If you ever done, I mean, and you're in Long Beach, so you're hella local, so, yeah, hit us up. But what did you want to say about,
I mean, well, I don't know why he said all shit. The reason why I brought him up is because he's actually not afraid to talk about, you know,
oh, yeah,
the feminazis and, like, the super extreme.
Ooh, feminazis.
Yeah, man, the like super extreme, like, quote-unquote woke people. Like, he's not afraid to do that shit, and honestly, I thought he was gonna have, like, really, you know, bad backlash, but he's one of, like, the few articles, I mean, few people that show, like, he has a great turnout. Like, his likes are so fucking low. And I'm like, holy shit, he's doing, like, controversial, well, kind of controversial stuff, but...
Sorry, guys, I'm still stuck on fucking feminazis. That's a nice-ass word.
Feminazis, it's been used since, like, 20, like...
I feel like a lady who's just met, like this cool guy who's, like, almost... Ooh, feminazis. Who's this fella? But, like, for real, like, he does... Like, his content gets deleted all the time. And he's
really?
Like, he gets it deleted from, like, Instagram and shit all the time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like the shit that, like, really offends people. And that's his point. And he re-uploads it to YouTube, and that doesn't get taken down or much. Or there's always something he can re-upload it to. He re-uploads it to, like, tries it on Instagram, they take it down, tries to re-upload it again on Instagram, take it down again, put it on YouTube, and if they take it down there, then you put it on Twitter. Twitter doesn't give a shit.
Wow.
Well, dude. Twitter does give a shit, but, like, most people on Twitter won't give a shit to really report it that much, you know? I mean, people would just block you and shit on Twitter.
Like, I didn't actually know he had a negative backlash. That's
yeah. He did, but he doesn't care. He still keeps going. That's that's the thing. And we'll bring this up with me and you later, but that's just something I want to talk about. But, like, yeah, like, he did this whole skit where he was, like, and that's why it's, like, hard to, like, if you don't know, comedians have a hard job, especially now. You thought it was hard, like, back then when, like, they had to, like, impress the crowd. Now they have to, like, be careful with the crowd. Back then it had to be...
Ooh! Yeah. You know what, dude? Yeah, like, I didn't even...
Yeah, like, back then, they didn't have to be careful. They just had to make sure they were funny. That was their careful. Now they have to make sure that they're not too funny. That they're not too fucking funny, you know? Like...
Ain't that crazy, man? That's yeah. really crazy.
It's like... Like, he made a whole joke. It's like, hey, how are you guys doing? Hey, we don't all identify as guys. Okay, men, women, everybody. Those are not the proper pronouns! It's like, Jesus Christ. But at the same time, I was like... Damn, it probably really be like that in comedy clubs now. And it's like... That's why I'm like... Like, I have a stand-up comedy book, like, on my bookshelf. And it's like... I want to read it, but at the same time, I don't want to do stand-up comedy more. I almost don't want to do... Like, I mean, I still want to do it, but I'm a little afraid to do it because it's like... I know that the crowd is different now. The crowd isn't the crowd I expected that I grew up with. Like, the crowds that I expected to see that I would grow up with would be, like, the Dave Chappelle crowds or the fucking... Like, Chris Rock crowds or Kevin Hart crowds. Or, like, they would just laugh. They would just fucking laugh. They wouldn't complain about shit. You know, they wouldn't, like, yell at you in the fucking, like... They wouldn't yell at you in the thing. Talking about, I don't like these jokes! They are offensive to me! Nigger!
Something like that. Oh, shit. Yeah. So, chill with that hard R,
hey,
brother.
Hey, they need to chill with that hard. Like, I'm sorry to be blunt like that, but, like, yeah. Like, that's how shit is. So, like... there's, like, a laugh factory, like, at the Pike and shit. Like, I'd be wanting to go there sometimes, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to deal with all those people that are going to get offended at the joke and then ruin my night for me. You know?
I mean...
Like, you hear... Like, do you notice this? I'm sorry to interrupt you again. Do you notice that, like, in, like, comedy shows, there used to be, like, the amount of O's, like, has increased every single, like, year ever since? Like, most people, like, most comedy shows are, like... Oh my god, we're fucking laughing and then clapping and then like one was like, oh, like it started off as like a, it's like a, oh damn, you got him, but it's still fucking funny. Now it's even more. It's like every joke is like a, oh,
you got him.
Like, bro, you shouldn't have fucking said that. It's like, why are you like, why? Like, that sucks. Now it's more like, it's more, now it's more shock than like laughter. People like, ha, oh shit, we shouldn't laugh at this. No, you didn't say that. Like, if like,
I kind of. Yeah, I mean, we went to see Kevin Hart, remember? And there was kind of he did the joke of,
Yeah.
But I feel like when you go to a comedy club or you go see a comedian, you kind of aren't usually the ones being... Because, like I said, like, the whole, like, it's probably less than 10% of the population being offended at everything, you know?
Yeah. So, and actually, you know what? I kind of see why Kevin Hart sticks with his own... Shout out Kevin Hart if he's listening. We have a lot of shout outs in this.
Dude, we fucking like, no brand wants us. Like, you shout out everyone for free.
Look, every podcast starts off like small and humble. We'll just keep going. We'll just keep growing and glowing and shining.
We're gonna get that bread.
Oh god, that was horrible. We're gonna get that bread, homie. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh god.
Is that what we are? Is that what we are to you guys?
Let's.
That's what we are to you guys, huh? All right. Next topic.
Hey. Stop getting offended. Hey. Chill out.
Hey there, brother. Hey. Don't call me a brother. I'm not your brother. I am your neighbor. I love you.
That's what you, like, offended people sound like. Say, hey, I'm not your brother. I'm your fucking... Like, you're just correcting people for, like, no fucking reason. But damn it, what were you even fucking talking about just now? Oh, but, like, I was saying...
I feel like this whole podcast we've been shitting on him, bro. We're gonna get so much backlash for this.
No, it doesn't matter. I will. You won't.
No, it's not even trying to... It's not even like, ooh, get off me. I want them to, like, not attack you either. Look, the reason why we're bringing this thing up, we know the whole generation not like this, okay? We're just saying that a lot of them are like this, and... Look, older folks and other countries see us as this, even though it's not that. Because a lot of cases, the population...
A lot of
like
cases.
Like the fucking extreme ones, you know, the extreme people or, you know, group always gets... It represents the fucking group. I can't fucking get straight, because this motherfucker keeps looking at me.
No, because the way you said it, sorry, I get you.
I know, I'm choppy as hell.
The extreme fucking...
Yeah, man, because I'm like...
But dude, this, like, I'm... What was I about to say right now? Like, bro, like, these are just our opinions, or my opinion, or our opinions at the time. Like, people grow, people change. That's true.
You know what, bro? You can't see it, but I'm giving them a high five. I fuck with that. Like, oh, okay, y'all for sure heard that.
Ooh, you heard that shit. That was like that one snap in season two of Stranger Things when that nigga pointed that idea out and they had that whole, like, snap. Yeah, that shit was so tight. But, like, bro, like, for real, it's like, these are just our opinions from what...
From right now.
From our standpoint right now. To be honest with you, a lot of our opinions are based on, like, nothing and bullshit, and we don't read up on a lot of stuff, but eventually we will, and it's like, if we're ever, like, wrong, gladly give us, like, or give us or me, like, constructive criticism. Don't be like, oh my god, I hate you for saying that. It's like, why do you hate me for saying that? I don't know. It's like, no, you should know. It's like, please tell me why. Well, I don't like that you said that because I feel that it does this, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, do it like rational...
Like, regular-ass decent people.
Like, rational adults, dude. Like, come on. Yeah, but back to what I was saying about Kevin Hart. I was saying that's probably... And I probably... No, I'm not gonna say that. Should we keep that in? Fuck it. I kind of did. Mostly me. But I did.
What are you gonna try to say?
No.
Let's do a little placeholder real quick. Hold on, let's do, like, don't talk for like 10 seconds so you know that there's gonna be a pause and then you know if you wanna cut it out or not. If you wanna keep it, you can keep it, but you can cut it out if you want to also.
Nah, bro, fuck this. I'm gonna just say it.
You gonna say it?
Nah, I'm gonna be truthful. Look, cause like, if you're a fan of somebody and, like, there's something you don't like, you gotta be truthful with them. But, like, I still fuck with Kevin Hart no matter what. Like, you and me still fuck with Kevin Hart heavy.
Bro, since eighth grade, so, man.
It's like, me and you fuck with the Lakers.
Oh, yeah!
We fuck with the Lakers. Yeah. But, we gotta know. Lakers were sucking for the past, like, 10 years.
10 years? Hold on, bro. 10 years with Kobe, man.
But even with Kobe in there, like...
Excuse me, 2008 was his prime. Nigga,
when was the last time we went to the finals?
Hey, bro, chill with that shit, man.
But you know what I mean? But, like, we still like our team, though. I still rep my team. I still want my team to go to finals. I still get hyped about fucking LeBron. I want a new LeBron jersey for Christmas. Mom, if you're listening to this, I want a LeBron jersey for Christmas. Black one and a yellow one. But,
okay. All right.
Nah, I do. But, like... Like, you take the good with the bad, and you have to, like, accept that. So, like, with my saying about Kevin Hart is when I went to go see him with Dimitri, I kind of said that, like, not saying, like, he got unfunny. Like, he's still funny, but it's, like, I feel like it's just the same thing every time, and it's getting less and less enjoyable, like, to watch over and over again.
You call him repetitive, or what do you
think? I mean, he kind of is. Like, but I feel like that's... Name a special where you didn't talk about his kids.
Yeah, but that's like a shtick. Like, it's a good, but, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I mean, most comedians talk about certain things, but, like, I mean, I heard he said in the I mean, you told me he said in the interview that, like, he wasn't going to talk about, like, Trump and stuff like that. He just wants to stick to him. But I think I now know why he sticks to him. Because if you stick to you and what everybody likes, no one can get offended at the fact that he's talking about his kids. No one can get offended at the fact that he's talking about his wife, unless it was that cheating thing. But, like, no one can get offended at him for talking about anything because he's only talking about himself. You know? Like... You can't get, like, offended because he made a Trump joke. Can't get offended because he made, like, a transgender joke. Shit like that. Can't get offended that because he doesn't do those. And that's kind of how he stays on top. And and now that I think about it, it's, like, it's kind of smart in a way. Because it's, like, just stick to being you and what you know. And you know what? It'll work out in the long run. Like, honestly, it is a lot better than him having to have, like, all that backlash and shit. To be honest with you.
Safer, yeah.
Yeah, it is safer.
Oh, man, I had this really long tangent I want to go on, but we've been talking about being offended this whole time, so let's switch it up. Let's talk about, I don't know, man.
Like, let's talk about this, that, me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things,
that, me. Sorry, we went back to our...
Did that movie.
We went back to our pitch perfect. Y'all, if y'all know what... Well, that's a song, but you know what movie we were probably quoting. We, Pitch Perfect, god damn it, we gotta go back to 8th grade.
Pitch Perfect, man, I watched that shit like...
Bro, we should talk about 8th grade,
15
right?
times, not in a row, but 15 times, like, no exaggeration. I love that movie.
Bro, let's talk
Shout about... out to Anna Kendrick. If you're listening to this and I ever get famous, just know...
Bro, hey, Anna Camp. Hey. Anna Camp played, fucking... Who was the character? She was the...
Britney?
No, she wasn't Britney Snow's character. Britney Snow, Britney White? I don't give a fuck. And she wasn't... She was the blonde-haired girl who threw up in the beginning.
Yeah.
She played a... Was it Aubrey?
Oh, that's her name.
I think so. I if we're butchering it, sorry. But hey, yo. Hey.
The chance, you
hey, man, hey, hey. No. This is me. This is me. Oh, my God. Anna Camp. Hey. If you ever listen to this, you hella fine.
Oh, my God.
Like,
gosh.
I'm not playing.
I'm
like,
so glad
real.
You took the time out of your podcast to tell someone.
Hey,
they already know.
Hey. Yeah, you should go shot to me. No, for real. But, nah, but like, hey, Anna Camp, you are
Okay, damn. What about for
the rest of them? Hey, you beautiful. I don't know if you have kids or not, but I just know you're old enough to have them. Sorry. Shit, I shouldn't have said that. But if you ain't got no man, if you ain't got no man, hit me up.
We'll cut this out.
Anyway, but bro, hey, 8th grade. Ooh. Love talking about 8th grade.
You know what's weird, man? Is that, like, every time I think about 8th grade and shit, I think about, like, our time.
Like, our times together as, like, friends?
Yeah. And it's, like, way more happened than that. I'm not saying, like, oh, you know, I'm trying to discredit you
like,
as a friend.
Like, you miss it a lot.
That, and, like, it's just so memorable. Yeah. You know? Like,
Dude, you have to find that fucking video I made. You have to find that disc.
I know, dude.
I really hope it's not, like, super scratched up to the point where I can't get the audio, I can't get the file.
Don't you have it already, though?
It was on the old computer. The old computer got broken. It's not broken, but, like, it's going to take a miracle to try to find the shit off of it. It could probably do it, but it's just, I don't want a chance that. I just want to find it somewhere. I don't have the old footage on, like, the SD card.
I feel
to give you a backstory about this, I got a little, like one of those, like, people probably know what these are. It was, like, a jazz camcorder, and it was, like, really, like, one of those really cheap ones that, like, you buy, like, in the 99-cent store or some shit like that. So I just started recording with it, and that's when I liked, like, film and recording. That's probably, like, the very humble beginnings of, like, our wanting to be on social media. I filmed probably about a good few months, the last few months of 8th grade, back when we were in chorus, and we were in all these classes together. And I made a video of it called Home of the Monsoons, and honestly, it's, like, the funniest, it's honestly one of the funniest things I've ever filmed, because it's, like, so raw, and we're, sorry to interrupt you, but, it's, like, such raw footage of us being friends and us just enjoying lives that we don't give a fuck. Like, you think we say controversial stuff now. We said...
No, chill!
So, we're not going to show to them ever. But, like, we said fucked up shit in that video.
Well, because that's just, like, what we kind of...
But, like, but again, like we said, people grow. We were
humor eighth, changes.
Yeah,
humor
we were in 8th grade. Like, to be honest with you, I don't use the F word anymore. The F word that offends gays. That one. I used to use that a lot, like, and, like, other people in our group use a lot. Dimitri didn't use it that much, but,
I feel like we used it because we didn't see it as, like, we didn't know it was offensive. Oh, shit, okay.
Well, like, we knew it was offensive, but, like, we didn't really, how do we explain that?
Because I remember one of my, good friends.
We didn't mean
it. Here's what she gave me an example. She was like, why do you use, you know, the F word that offends, you know? And I was like, why? I was like, well, I'm not saying, like, fuck them or anything. I'm just, like, calling my friend that. It's like, yeah, but you're using it as an insult. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, that's, like, you're using it as a derogative term. And I was like, oh, shit. You know what?
Yeah, but, like, when I would use it, like, it's, like, we probably shouldn't get into it. We'll get into this very little, like, very, very slowly. And then we'll get back to the 8th grade. But, like, well, I would use, like, I'll say it out loud. When I would use, like, the word faggot or gay, usually it's in your group of friends, and we just mean, like, we're just calling you a bitch or a pussy. But at the same time, it's like, that is
kind of... We thought those were synonyms at the time, though.
Don't try to make this any better. So... anyway, no, but, like, we didn't...
I'm not trying to justify it. We're still pieces of shit.
We weren't thinking about gay people at the time or how they felt, but we knew we weren't actually talking about them. We were talking about the dude who isn't gay, who's just acting really weird. But then as we grew older, we're like, you know what?
That's fucked up shit.
That is kind of fucked up, because basically that's saying, like, all, like, gay people are pussies, and all gay people
which
are...
Which isn't
like,
the thing.
Yeah, and all gay people are bitches and feminine, which they're really not. There's, like, some really, like macho gay that you wouldn't guess are gay. But, like, yeah, I don't... I honestly can't remember the last time I used the word... I probably can. Probably 11th grade. But, like, that was just, like, because I was in a locker room with, like, a sports team, and, you know... They had, like...
Don't try to justify it.
No, shut up. But, like, no, like, I mean, they had, like, freshmen and sophomores in there. They still hadn't learned yet. But, like, yeah, I don't use it as much anymore, because now we, like, kind of see that it's, like, messed up. I mean, even if we did use it, we wouldn't, like, mean it in the way of, like, trying to hurt gay people. But, like, still, we just don't use it, because now, like, is it just me, or do you just not feel right using that word now?
And I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's great, and I'm glad we don't. But it's like it just doesn't feel comfortable anymore. It doesn't have the same effect. It's like, and there's no reason to use it. It's like, huh? We can just use bitch or pussy.
Yeah, and even then, it's like,
and if you get offended by the word pussy,
you're a pussy.
We're both thinking the same thing. It's like, if you get, I'll say it at the same time. If you get offended by the word pussy, bitch, you're a pussy.
Yeah,
like, that shit is funny. But
But then again, though. I feel like, you know what?
Yeah, but that video...
In the next 5 years, come and think of it, pussy might be considered offensive, quote unquote, because...
No.
Girls are like, oh, you're calling girls you calling girls who have... You know, I don't fucking know. That's not what we meant.
No.
Hey, man, it's just that...
No, honestly, no. I'm going to say no on that. That's a no. Because it's like, you're saying girls who have vaginas, nigga, girls have vaginas in general. It's like, okay, I kind of see where you're going with this.
It's kind of like no balls thing. I saw a thing on Tumblr, I was like, you got no balls. Like, and they're like, man, fuck balls. Balls are weak. If you hit balls, like, they're going to fall and drop.
I mean, dude, like, if I call you a pussy, I just mean,
if you
mean,
punch
like,
a pussy, they're not going to fall. You know, especially, like, I don't fucking know. I saw
like, if Tumblr. I call you a pussy, I mean, like, you're being sensitive. And women can't, like, deny that they're, they have, like, it's, like, that they're, like, they do things based off emotion. Come on.
I mean, all humans do.
But we do it a little bit less off of emotion.
I don't know, Chief.
And when you do something, like, I don't know, Chief. But when you do something off of emotion, like, you're being, like well, you know what?
Well, that's the thing.
It's like, dude, stop being a bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Well, the thing is, though, with emotion, you might be saying that they... I feel like guys go off... all humans go off emotion. Like, maybe different emotions, though.
But we have different levels. Guys go off of emotion.
No, like, but guys be getting angry as fuck. They be doing some shit, like being their wife, being their kids. You know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we suppress it.
Alright, you know what? I don't know. That's a different fucking podcast. Different topic.
Alright, fine. We'll skip this topic. Fine. But back to the 8th grade shit. Yeah. That video was dope that I filmed. And that's honestly like one of the...
Disclaimer, if you guys ever see or if we ever watch it, I hated being on film. I was really shy. I kind of am pretty shy right now, but I'm doing this.
Why you fucking did it? You willingly...
Like, no, because I remember in there, I was like, bro, I don't want to be in your fucking porno.
Shut the fuck
up. I remember saying that
shit.
That
wasn't even part of the... That wasn't even part of the official video, bitch.
Oh, shit, like, wasn't?
That was a different camera.
Okay.
He would always call any video I film a porno.
I was like, just so uncomfortable. I just felt hella uncomfortable.
If you ever took any picture around Dimitri, he was like, ew. Fucking porno. Just like he just
well,
that used to be him.
You know what's fucking crazy is that I don't know, it was just so in it was so different for like having a camera around all the time, you know? Like the shit was like if we just hung out,
yeah.
I would not get mad at you, but I'd just be like, why the fuck are you bringing out your camera? You know, you're like, oh, it's a good time.
Yeah.
And I look back on it, I'm like, okay, that's true, it's a good time. But in the moment I was like, why can't you just
But it was also like I mean it was
But
also,
that's what I'm saying, like
it was also fun. It was honestly fun to
do. Yeah, but like that's what I'm saying, like now, if everyone has their phone out, it's like almost given, you know what I'm saying? Like you were ahead of the wave at a certain, you know.
Yeah, actually, we started doing it before
YouTube. We
started doing it before YouTube like really started popping.
Because
like,
you weren't
popping off.
You
this
weren't
is before the 10-year mark of YouTube, bro. Like this is like
you weren't even recording it to share with other people. You recorded because you thought it was so fucking funny.
I recorded for us to watch,
and I think that's so pure. I think that's like so pure. That's what like cameras and like videos were made for. Now yeah. It's like meant to share. And, I mean, hell, that's really cool to share shit too. But I just think like different culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But bro, like, I want to know if you know that. What are like the three? What were like the three? I hope I'm using this word correctly. What are the three like cornerstones of our eighth grade experience? What are the three? What are the three like maybe 3 to 4 things that eighth grade was based around? Our eighth grade was based around. I see if you can get all these right. I know all of them.
Wait, whoa, hold on. We have different opinions though, so you could argue.
No, I mean like me and you in the group. Like we would talk about these all the time. Like it was like it had nothing. Like okay, I'll give you a hint. Nothing to do with. Actually, one of them had to do with school a little bit. But that's probably a fifth one. But none of them had to usually do with school.
I feel like I'm a fucking...
Just try to guess.
I feel like a bad friend for getting none of these right.
No, for real. Just try to guess. Cause like what? I mean, I figured this out the other
day. Give me the first one.
I'm going to give you the first one.
Give me the first one so I can know like what you're talking about.
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, that's what you mean. Like references and shit.
Yeah, okay. Like what were the things that defined eighth grade for us?
Like Kevin Hart for sure. Dave Chappelle. You name it. Like any comedian, bro.
Yeah.
Like those... Well, not any, but...
Almost. So here's my 4 cornerstones of our fucking like 8th grade experience.
Okay.
It was Pitch Perfect, fucking Gangnam Style.
And dude, Gangnam Style!
The
oh,
music!
Shit.
Fucking like.
I forgot about that!
It was,
yo!
It was. No, you didn't.
No, I mean, I forgot like it existed.
Oh, yeah. Bro, like, when you listen to it now, it's a fucking bop. It's like.
No, it still was. It still is.
I mean, it got annoying.
Shout out to fucking Psy, my guy.
Shout out to Psy. We think we're reaching all over the world. Imagine if this podcast just happens to do like wild ass.
It's like one viewer. It's me.
It's one viewer and it's fucking Elon Musk. Shout out Elon Musk.
Oh, shit. If it's one viewer. He's doing in Mars?
What?
We're really going there.
Oh, for real?
Well, he said he's 70% sure he's going
to
go there.
Doesn't it take like 9, 10 months to get there?
But he was like, someone was like, oh, so it's a fucking skate pod for rich people. And he came back so
like,
classic.
What is this, Elysium?
Yeah, he came back like, really like, you know, it's a high chance of dying, right? Like,
yeah.
And when you go there, it's not like luxury. You have to like work and like build a fucking.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Elon Musk is so fucking cool, dude. I want a Tesla.
We really in the future right now. you plugged a Tesla because you want it. It's like, well, I really want a Tesla. Huh. He talked very nice about me. Send this man a Tesla.
Model 3.
Nah, but like, it's like, dude, we're really in the future, bro.
Dude, that's the thing.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, bro, imagine we build civilizations on Mars, then we just adapt to other situations, on other things, and then we just, like, imagine, like, humans, like, go to certain places and evolve to the air. Could you imagine? That shit would be fucking dope. Just evolving to, like, the air quality and, like, just, like humans becoming, like, better humans. Not like movie better humans, but, like, the better humans become, like, fucking killers. Like, I'm just mean, like, you go to, like, you go to a different planet, like, Venus or some shit. And humans adapt to Venus. Like, that'd be fucking crazy. Like, if we've discovered a way on Earth to fucking adapt to another fucking planet that we
never been on. Oh, you're saying, like, simulation. Like, you're trying to make, like, people... That's going to take millions of years, though.
Exactly, but, like...
You think it's possible? But,
like, could you imagine if that happens? It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
Or grandkids' lifetime, or great-grandkids' lifetime. I mean, it could happen,
but I don't know. But if we go, like, great-great-great-great-great-great-great, it can happen then.
I don't know if it will happen, though, because... Can we really adapt, man?
We never know.
Because, like...
Hey, that's what the fuck...
The only reason why I'm going to Mars is because it's a pretty similar
atmosphere. Hey, you said, can we adapt? That's what the fucking monkey said. And look at us now, we humans, nigga.
You're stupid.
Look at us now, we humans, stupid. Nigga. That's what the fucking simian said, bro. We was like...
Wait a minute.
Oh, shit, bro. I got a
post. If monkeys became humans, why are there still monkeys?
You dumb motherfucker. You sounded like that Cat Williams special, didn't you, bro? That shit was funny.
Cat Williams, bro.
Cat Williams is funny.
Hey, you know what, man? What? I think I agree with you with that. Because Dave Chappelle made some pretty,
raunchy-ass jokes.
I guess, like, his jokes are pretty offensive by today's standards, but, like, back then people were still laughing at that.
Yeah, I mean, they were offensive then, but people weren't like, oh! They were like, oh, you went there, damn! They're like one of those, like, oh, shit, I can't even watch this, this is mad funny. It's not like a, ooh, I can't believe you went there. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like...
I feel uncomfortable, like one of those.
I feel as if he uses his platform in a really intelligent way. Because, yeah. Like...
And he does not give a...
Dude, remember that guy who got killed? The fucking police officer who got killed? In, I don't know.
Shout out Dave Chappelle.
But you know the person who got killed by that one police officer in his own home?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, a guy, if you don't know the story, a guy got killed by a police officer who was off duty and she supposedly thought it was her apartment, went into his apartment, killed him, rest in peace him, and later they're like, oh, they found marijuana in his apartment and shit. You know, trying to discredit him, like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what the fuck he had in his apartment or what, like, you killed in it, like, you know, a man. I believe he was innocent.
Like, what was her, like, what was her goal there? She's like,
his neighbors.
You went away for murder. Wait! Marijuana. Well, shit.
Yeah, his neighbors.
This changes everything.
His neighbors, his church friends, they were saying, like, this guy was, like, the most humble, like, you know, man of God. Like, he was super nice. And the reason why I bring that up is because there's literally a skit of Dave Chappelle fucking saying how, like, the cops killed somebody. And they just, let's just sprinkle some crack on them and get out of here, Johnson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking basically what fucking happened.
Yeah.
That skit was, like, 20 years old.
Isn't that fucking crazy how that stand-up special came out, like, 1999, 2000, 2001-ish? And that shit can still be related to today.
Still, what do you mean still can be? It is related today. It's just that, like, social media. Yeah, like,
the like, plug. We watched that shit in 11th grade, like, at the end of the year. We were just fucking, I think it was, like, 11th grade at the end of the year or, like, 12th grade at the end of the year. And... Bro, like, the teacher was tripping off of the fact that, like, he's talking about police jokes. It's like, they still haven't gone away. It's been
Reynolds?
Over. Huh?
Talking about Reynolds?
Reynolds?
Oh, they're talking about Reynolds being offended by
something. No. This is like a brio. Sorry. Oh, if you don't know, I moved schools from after 10th. But we'll get to that in another podcast one day. But,
yeah, we should end this one pretty soon, because.
Yeah, we'll just end it now. Let's not give up. This is good. I said it would be like 40 minutes to an hour, so we passed 40 minutes, so we're probably going to go for like maybe another 10.
Okay.
Alright. So anyway, so I was saying, like, he was like, but my acting teacher, Mr. Jacobs, he was like, just, we were just all shocked. It's like, damn, that's really true. Like, all those jokes still hold up today, and that's been 20 years old. It's like, granted, 20 years is not a super long time for shit to change, but it's like, damn, it's been a minute. It's like, shit. That's sad that, like, shit is still going on.
The thing is, like, my professor, shout out to Professor Tolbert, or Dr. Tolbert, rather. But, she was saying, like, it's funny, but if you actually listen to it, like, just the context itself.
Yeah.
It's not fucking funny. Like, cops killing and then just putting,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, all jokes have, like, legit truth behind them.
You know, like, the truth in jest.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard that from, shout out to Tony. But, yeah, like...
Nigga, no one knows who Tony is.
Yeah, well, he knows if he listens. Well,
hey, if you know!
Yeah.
If you know, bro. He went... Like,
but, yeah, she was saying how, like, the way he presents it is funny, but it still brings... Like, it's discreetly.
It brings light to it.
Discreetly, though. He wasn't saying, like, oh, fuck the police. He was saying, like, hey, I'm not scared. I'm scared of
this. You know who does that really well?
Who?
Chris Rock.
Really?
Chris Rock does it really well. Remember when he hosted the Oscars after the Oscars and that all white shit? Like, that was the one with Leonardo DiCaprio one, but it was, like, all white nominees. He was the host. There were no black nominees. Remember that year? It was, like, 2015, 2016.
I was probably
not. He just switched straight in. Like, the first thing he said was, like, there's a montage and then it showed him walking out. He was like, hey, I think I counted 15 black people in that montage. Yeah. He's like, welcome to the Academy Awards, also known as the White People's Choice Awards.
Oh, shit. People laughed?
Yeah, bro.
People...
No, they laughed. They laughed.
Oh, okay.
But, like, they laughed. It was like, mm-hmm, this is... But, like, it was like a... This is funny, but, nigga, this ain't right. This ain't right. It was weird, because, like, I was watching that, they were laughing, and I was like, I think they all get it, but it's Chris Rock, so Chris Rock can say things and get away with it and shit like that. But, yeah, watch his whole monologue on YouTube when you get a chance. But, yeah, like, he's just really good at, like, bringing light to certain subjects and shit like that. Like, he even said, like, the reason they weren't protesting the Academy Awards doing this was because, like, the Academy Awards has been around for, like, he said there was an 88th Academy Awards. So that no black nominees happened, like, 71 other times.
Shit.
So he said, and you know why we weren't protesting it then? Because we had real shit to protest at the time.
Oh, shit.
He's like, you know, when you're being raped and lynched, it's hard to worry about who won Best Cinematographer. Fuck. And then he went dark. He went, you know, when your grandmother's swinging from a tree, it's really hard to worry about Best Documentary, Foreign Shorts. But it's the way he said it in his delivery. It's like, damn, it's like, this is hard to talk about it, but shit. I mean, damn, he's right, and it's kind of funny, but it's not funny. But it's a good mix between both. It's weird. It's interesting how comedians can do that, and it's crazy.
It's a talent, man. It's a talent.
Did you also kind of lose on where the tangent was going? I kind of lost on where the tangent was going. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Like, we had something, and I forgot where we...
Well, we talked about 8th grade, then we went to comedians, and then we talked about
I want to go back to 8th grade, because we didn't finish that. But anyway, so as I was talking about the Cornerstones...
45 minutes, I don't know.
I'm not gonna cut this out. That part is just funny. Like, hey, it's 45 minutes. Like, yeah, nigga, I can read. I see the fucking clock.
Okay, well, damn, now we're at 46. You can rumble an ass.
But, God damn, nigga, stop counting so high. Fuck! Hey! No, but, 8th grade, like, seriously, like, all the Cornerstones were. I'm counting mine. Pitch Perfect, Kevin Hart's Laugh at My Pain specifically, the Gangnam Style shit, and that Thrift Shop shit, like, all that music. Versace came out that year, bro. Versace came out fucking 8th grade year. Like, you know what's funny? When me and Dimitri listen to Walk It Like I Talk It now, there's a line that Drake says in there and says, we've been brothers since Versace Bando. And we relate to that, or I do. I feel like we can relate to that so much because it's so true. Me and Dimitri have been friends since 2012-2013 year, and Versace came out in 2013. So we have been friends since... Actually, we were friends since before Versace dropped. So that's even better. Yeah, but it was that music, and then there was one more thing we would quote, like, it was something we would quote, like, all the fucking time. It was...
Ha!
maybe not that. No, fuck it, we already talked about it. Dimitri, but that's a movie reference. It's a movie reference.
What movie was that?
I don't know, it's a movie with Ken Jeong in it.
Yeah, of course
you guys know what I'm talking about. We would always go, ha! Gay, but we would just do it all the
time. Because it was like a reference, yeah.
It was a reference to a movie. However, at the time, I didn't know it was a reference to a movie. I just thought it was...
I saw the fucking video of...
Yeah, but like, yeah, for real, it was like, Kevin Hart, Pitch Perfect, the music, and honestly, to be honest with you, Miss Reynolds' class.
Really?
Miss Reynolds' class?
Yeah.
That was a funny class to be in.
It's pretty, iconic, but at the same time, like,
Do you remember the day of... I don't think she actually was racist. She just, like, had racist undertones, to be honest with you. She really did. Shout out Miss Reynolds. Not really. Fuck you. Anyway.
She was racist, bro.
She seemed racist. She would always send out, like, the black kids first. The one time she sent out the white girl, which was a friend of ours named Taylor, once I sent her out, we were all kind of surprised. We were like, huh? A white girl is being sent out?
Yeah, that was really weird.
She really hated, like, black dudes. And I was like... Did a nigga, like, break your heart or some shit? Like, did a nigga, like...
Well, I don't want to point fingers, but I've heard from other staff, not going to shout anybody out, anonymous, but she's pretty racist.
Oh, you heard from other staff?
Yeah, she makes some comments, man.
Damn.
Maybe we shouldn't put her name in this.
We didn't put her first name.
Miss Reynolds. We kind of live in Long Beach.
They don't know where the
fuck. Okay, they don't know. Fuck it. Anyway.
That could be Ryan Reynolds' mom. They don't fucking know.
Dude, shout out to Ryan Reynolds. Okay, fuck. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to okay, next podcast. Hold me accountable. I'm not going to shout out anybody.
Shout out next podcast. Shout out to me. Huh? Shout out to the future me for keeping me alive over there. Okay. Yeah, bro. Ain't gonna have us so Oh my god, that was so fun. Vine came out that year too. R.I.P. to fucking Vine, bro.
You guys didn't see it, but Paris's face went from like the most joyful kid to.
You know how I feel.
Rest in peace. Vine.
You know how I feel.
Oh my voice. Fuck. See, I don't know how deep ass was. I have too much fat, so you can't hear my deep ass part.
Rest in peace to Vine.
No, that was also, rest in peace to Steven. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not gonna do any more shout
outs. No, fuck this. Yeah, actually, we need to address that. R.I.P. Steven Hellenberg. Goddamn, like, he created SpongeBob and he just passed away recently. And R.I.P. Stanley, but that's been a while. So, I think everybody's.
Dude, we're losing a lot of people, man.
We lost a lot of people in the 2018, didn't we?
We're losing a lot of people in, like, excuse me, the fast, like, 5 years.
There's a lot of, like, influential people. Yeah, like, man. Plus the other extra people that, like.
Bro, what if the next person's, like, Logan Paul or something? No, I'm sorry. He's an influential. Which one's Logan Paul?
The one that filmed the dead body. Jake Paul's actually not that bad. He's just a. Well, here's the thing with the Paul brothers, and yeah, I'll get into this. Logan is the shithead. Is the shithead that kind of.
He's the older one, though?
Yeah, he can't really turn shit around. I'm not really going to turn anything around with him. Jake Paul, I realized he's not.
Did you watch the Shane Dawson thing?
No, I didn't watch the Shane Dawson.
Okay, because I thought you had a change of heart.
No, I didn't have a change of heart. But it's like, from what I've seen, I didn't choose to get into it. I felt like Shane Dawson was like exposing him. He probably was, but I don't know. I didn't look into it. But anyway, so I was saying, well, like, I didn't think Jake Paul was probably like a bad person. He was just cringy and annoying to me. But at the same time, he's not like his brother. His brother's like a piece of fucking shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the Paul brothers except until the fight with KSI.
And that's good. Don't ever fucking lose your Paul brothers, dude. I just think Logan was so cool. I used to like Logan back when he was like, I never subscribed to him, but I liked it back when he had those colorblind glasses and he put them on and he saw colors for the first time, saw his fucking parakeet. Then it turns out he films a fucking dead body in Japan. Jesus Christ, man. That's such a dark time. Dimitri's face just dropped like 7 levels. It was like watching Kanye smile and then go back to normal. It's like, whoa. Shit.
Whoa.
It's like
fuck. Shit. Bitch! Yeah! Shout out to that. Fuck!
Okay. Yeah, that's enough, bro. Hey, bro. I need my shout outs, man.
I know. I need fucking shout outs. No one's paying me for this shit.
Hey, bro. That. What? I did that.
You did that?
You guys won't see this unless I'm able to put this. This is Eminem thing I did in freshman year. Yeah, I did.
That's pretty dope.
I showed you that.
Yeah, I don't remember it, though.
Probably because it's been like 4 years or 5 years since we've seen it.
I have a very bad memory. Also, like, I haven't listened to music. I didn't start listening to music until like last year. So
yeah, like last year, probably 11th grade-ish, maybe senior year. Yeah. Like, but it's good though. Like, because he used to, like, it used to be like this with like our friend group. Like, I was the guy. Oh, shit. I was the guy who was all into movies and music. Colin was into music, not movies. Dimitri was into movies, not music. And Kevin was into guys. we love you, Kevin. Anyway, but and then like the rest of them were into gaming and I wasn't, and then they were all into Pokemon and I wasn't, and shit like that. And I didn't know all the shit that they would know, I wouldn't know. And then everyone in the group always knew something. Everyone in the group would always know something, and then one person would always be left out because it's just like, what the fuck. But then there was just like it was just different. We all fucked with each other anyway. But yeah, but then when I came back to started visiting Dimitri in like 11th and 12th grade. Bro, like, he put some bangers on his phone. He downloaded some bangers on that iPhone. Downloaded some, like, you know, like some old school shit. Then he downloaded, like, some bitch law songs.
Colin, you know, Colin really knows music, man.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to a future podcast.
Coming soon.
Yeah,
plug yourself. We won't plug that now. You'll just have to wait and see. I want to see how long I keep that going. But, yeah. No, I don't want to cut it here. We should probably do a proper outro before we
cut. Oh, yeah, of course. You don't just cut it, but.
Yeah, but we don't want to. So, cut it, bro, weak ass Millie Rock. Nigga, you look like you're dusting shit off your fucking nipple, bro. his face dropped and like did like a huge pause. But this thing like did like a really like small one, but it's really close to his chest. It looks like Kodak Black trying to do his little like.
I love that. Thing. I want to do that, bro. How do you do that?
It's simple. Well, okay, it's not simple.
Okay, simple like, for you, bro. You have rhythm because you know you're.
I'm not rhythm. Dude, do not tell me. I was about to say. You're about to say, don't lie. No, like, I gotten better at dancing, like, over the years.
Nah, dude, when we went to the club, you did pretty good dancing.
Was I also partially high? I was partially high.
I think you were smart. I think you were drinking.
No, I didn't drink that much. And I don't really know how I am when I'm drunk. But, like, we smoked a little bit before we went out there. Oh, shit, it's raining outside. We smoked a little bit before we went in there, so I was already kind of, like, partially lit. And then it kind of just died down. But, bro, that shit's easy. I'm about to give him a tutorial, but you're not going to see it. But, like, it's easy. All you got to do is just, like literally just keep your elbows at your side and just...
I can't do that. I can't.
It's simple. When your arms go one way, your body goes the other.
No, it doesn't work. No, maybe you got to be skinny for it. Mm.
Yeah, some dances are for skinny people. Like, the shoot. God damn. No, I can't. Bro, I can't stand to see a big, muscly dude doing the shoot. Oh. He looks uncomfortable. Oh. Do you know who Zias is on YouTube? Zias and Bilu, they do, like, reactions to music videos and shit. You gotta watch them. You sleep. Shout out to Zias and Bilu.
You just did No More Shadows!
I'm from you, nigga. Like, you kept doing, like, every other second. I just do it, like, every once in a while. But anyway, what I was saying was, like, Zias, whose real name is, like, Zeke, like, that nigga is, like, built, and he's huge.
He was doing it?
And he was doing the shoot, and it just looks heavy, and it looks like it would shake the floor. Not just because like he's just because he's a big dude. It's a lot of dancing to be doing. It's like when Kevin Hart was talking about his homie Spank dancing, dropping his ass down twice. Like, nigga, you too big for that shit. You're 5'5". You're fucking like 6'12". It's like Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right. Well, that was a horrible transition to this fucking outro. But yeah, I think I can cut it right here. So, thoughts on the first podcast.
Thanks for listening. Thank you for having me, man.
Nigga, I said thoughts, not closing remarks.
Oh.
Yeah, you better. Yeah.
Thoughts on the remarks. Well, shit.
Well, according to my calculations.
No, honestly, I thought this would be pretty hard, and honestly,
It's pretty tight.
You know, I thought I was...
It's pretty free-flowing.
I thought I had to think... I didn't think about what I said. I just talked, so I probably, like, had my foot in my mouth the whole time. But, yeah, we actually made it to fucking... 56 minutes going on to 57, and honestly, that was pretty
tight. He's saying this because he wants to get home by a certain time, so he's just really trying to push the podcast out, which I get it, but that's why that's why I'm trying to end it here. But yeah, it was a very free-flowing podcast. Well,
who's going to listen past this anyway? If you made it this far,
go follow us on all our social medias. Mine is at Paris the Artist, all one word. This guy on Instagram at Dimitri Cheem, at Dimitri Cheem _. If you want to spell it out for them, you can.
That's all right. You can find me later, but thank you for listening. If you actually did come this far, that's really tight if you did. There's a code AYKJ. If anyone DMs me that, I will give you something. I don't know what it is, but it will be something. Thank you.
Even give them a fucking wink emoji.
Yo, chill. Just for whoever.
It's a surprise. Nah, but if you made it this far, for real, like, thank you. Thank you for the support. You are one of the first fans ever. We're going to try to, or like, well, not we, I mean me, but like he'll be on like multiple times because he's just a guest. Oh, honestly, and if you're at home, clap in your silence because there's no crowd. Clap for like my fucking guest, Dimitri. Like, thank you for doing this. But like, for real, I'm going to try to put out more podcasts. I've tried to put out like maybe one a week, maybe like once every 2 weeks, bi-weekly. But yeah. This was fun. It was a good experience. And honestly, the only hard part was just having to know that we're talking to potential listeners. That was pretty much it. Because free-flowing talking is something we do all the time.
True.
Yeah.
That's friendship.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, no problem. All right, guys. We got to get out of here. We got to go smoke some bud. He's got to get home.
I'm not smoking anything. Neither is Paris. We're your man.
Smoking what?
We men of God.
Smoking what?
Or whoever you
don't
believe.
Don't say man of we God. Don't
wanna,
Kevin's going to come
we
out.
We don't want to offend
Kevin,
anybody.
Kevin's going to come out our next. We live in... he tried to pause it. We live in California, dude. It's all right. But like, no, weed? What the fuck is that?
What is weed, man?
What
don't you mean Mary G. Wannies?
What do you mean weed? You mean reefer? You mean reefer, nigger?
Okay, bye.
That was a horrible thing to end it on. Okay. Yeah, follow us on our social medias, and we'll see you next time. All right. Bye. Oh, sorry.
Oh my fucking god.
No, shut up. This is my actual thing. Okay. Yeah, I'll see you next time. And if you didn't like my opinions, well, I'm just saying. All right, no, I'll catch you guys later. Bye.
See ya.